The window opened in August of 2019. It was aimed at adult victims who say they were sexually abused as children but could not take legal action against their alleged abusers because the statute of limitations had run out. Survivors say it can sometimes take several decades before someone is ready to confront their abuser publicly and in court. Bridie Farrell, a former competitive speed skater who advocated for the Child Victims Act, says she was abused by an older teammate and mentor, Olympian Andy Gable, when she was 15.
And like so many survivors, I did not tell my story for years and years. In fact, I didn't come forward publicly with my story until I was 31. And the only reason I did was I went back to speed skating after taking a bit of a hiatus and realized that so much of it was the same. And I told my story because I wanted to make speed skating safer.
Farrell went public with her allegations in 2013, over a decade and a half after the abuse occurred. Gable at the time apologized for having an inappropriate relationship, but denied that he had sex with her. Farrell, under the Child Victims Act, was able to file a lawsuit in New York State Supreme Court in July of 2020. It was against Gable as well as the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee and U.S. speed skating team, charging that they knew about Gable's actions and did nothing to stop him. Farrell, who now runs the nonprofit advocacy group America Loves Kids, recently announced a run for Congress in New York's 21st District in Northern New York, a seat currently held by Elise Stefanik. Farrell says with just 10 days left before the window ends, it's not too late for someone who is thinking about filing a claim to talk to an attorney.
I encourage everyone to pick up the phone and make that call to see if you want to proceed. And what's important for survivors to know is that when you speak to a lawyer about them possibly taking your case, that is completely confidential. So they cannot share that information.
It also does not cost any money to explore a claim. The lawyers work on a contingency system, earning money only if they win the case.
My name is Tom Andriola. I am an adult survivor of child sexual abuse.
Tom Andriola, a survivor of sexual abuse by an older adopted brother, agrees that survivors seeking justice should consider acting now. But he says he understands that not everyone is ready to face what comes along with an accusation. He says he bottled up his abusive experiences and didn't tell a soul for decades.
Everybody's at their own point in the process. So it's an individual decision as to, you know, what they want and need to do. And they need to do what they feel is best for them and their heart.
Andriola has not filed a lawsuit during the Child Victims Act window, but he did contribute to a court case when his older brother was accused of sexual abuse by a 16-year-old boy. He was convicted and went to jail. Andriola's testimony was limited to a victim impact statement because the statute of limitations on the crimes against him had run out. He was not allowed to testify in court. Andriola believes the Child Victims Act has been a success with over 7,000 cases filed during the 2-year legal window. But he thinks there should be a second window created sometime in the future for survivors who are not ready to act now.
There's going to be a push to do another window at some point in time. And I don't know when that will be, but there will be another sort of slew of survivors who are coming forward who don't feel that they have the opportunity to seek justice.
And he says the new statute of limitations of age 28 to file a criminal case against an abuser is still not enough time. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.